Hi, I'm Tim Andrews.
Man of a thousand voices.
From the Von Hessler Doctrine.
Hi, I'm Shane Backler.
Shane and B.
From the Herman Cain Show.
And this is the Tim and Shaney B Experiment.
On News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
That's right, the lunatics are taking over the asylum here. 107 at WSB on Peachtree Street. My name is Tim. There's Shaney B.
Shaney B here.
Shaney B.
We're at your service till 3 o'clock today.
That's right. What are we going to talk about today? We got a lot of things we're going to talk about today.
There's a lot going on.
Plenty going on.
Well, there's a lot not going on. Thank God the rain is out of here.
The rain's gone. The election's over. People are still talking about Ossoff and Handel and how Ossoff is just like doing nothing now.
What is he going to do with himself?
Well, you know, he's a name now, so I imagine he'll run a bunch of times for a bunch of different things. My ultimate prediction for him is that he'll take over John Lewis's seat when he's gone.
Hmm. Interesting.
You know, because
I figure in the meantime, he's going to be a talking head on either CNN or MSNBC.
Yeah, a bobblehead. I mean, all that guy does is blah, 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 blah. He does his Obama impression for the entirety of his speeching.
He says everything.
Speeching isn't a word.
He's a good speaker. He's good at BSing and saying the right things at the right time. And, you know, I think he's got a future in it.
I think Washington should be held accountable to you.
No.
To you. To
that
you.
Failed. Yep, yep.
Yeah, that failed.
But we also had some cool stuff going on in Georgia.
It is. You know, one thing the weather couldn't ruin was this.
This is Sheriff Buford T. Justice. I'm in pursuit of a black Trans Am. He's all mine. So stay out of the way. He's pounding
down. That's right. It's the 40th anniversary of the classic film Smokey and the Bandit. Of course, Smokey and the Bandit starred Burt Reynolds, Jerry Reed.
Yeah. Sally Field?
Sally Field, yeah. Who was hot. She was considered hot then.
Oh, and he was an alleged hunk back then.
Who, Burt Reynolds?
Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, he was naked in the centerfold of Cosmopolitan magazine. My mother had it.
Oh.
I looked at it, got freaked out, closed it, put it away.
Well, that's it. That would be the end of that.
It wasn't the most disturbing thing that ever I encountered. My mom also had a giant box full of Playgirls, but we'll talk about that some other time. It was the 70s. I was experimenting a lot when I was in elementary school.
Made you dream, though. Made you dream.
That's right. Yeah, it is, though. The 40th anniversary, they had a little event down at the Atlanta Motor Speedway down there. They sure did. And if you were there, or if you're a fan of Smokey and the Bandit, give us a call, 404-872-0750 or 800-WSB-TALK.
Yeah, we need some updates. How did it go out there? Did it get rained out? What did they do out there exactly?
Well, it said in the article that about 350 cars were going to, I don't know, they were going to retrace the route that Burt Reynolds traveled to Atlanta. Now, this would be from Texas because the thing was he had to go west of the Mississippi or whatever to get some Coors because apparently you couldn't buy Coors beer this part of the country then. Is that true?
They had to go all the way to Texas. They drove all the way to Texarkana.
So it was, at one point in this country, Coors was considered a microbrew.
Was it really?
I guess, if you couldn't get it anywhere.
I don't know.
So they loaded up the truck, the snowman's truck, with Coors beer, and they brought it back to Georgia. Right here in beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. And they shot a lot of it down at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Not Atlanta Motor Speedway. They shot it down at Lakewood. Because there used to be a big racetrack down there.
Oh, okay.
And there was a grandstand there. And, you know, you can see that, you know, if you go back in time.
See, I always thought all of that was the Atlanta Motor Speedway.
No. Nope, 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 nope. What are you doing? I can't.
I'm so focused on this song.
Yeah, you can fade that out.
I want to sing.
Go ahead, sing.
Long way to go. In a short time to get there. I was thinking we should do this entire show on CBs.
Yeah.
Breaker 19, I got me a truck here, and I got Smokey's foaming. There's a bear in the air.
Did you ever have a CB radio?
Yeah, my mom had a CB radio.
Do you have a handle?
I was Teddy Bear, because there was a song out in the 70s called Teddy Bear by Red Sovine, who was a country singer who sang songs about trucking and trucking life.
Oh, well. All right.
You know, that's on Come On Back and Talk to Teddy Bear. Teddy Bear was a cripple boy who lived with his mama. His father had passed away, and he'd left the CB to his son. And so Teddy Bear would get on and go, "Breaker, breaker, this is Teddy Bear. I won't talk to a trucker and tell him a sad story."
Aw, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah, and then one trucker heard him, and he listened to his story. And Teddy Bear said he was a poor little cripple boy. And his daddy used to take him on long rides in the cab. And, his daddy being gone and his mama having to work to support he and Teddy Bear. Well, anyway, long story short, a whole bunch of truckers show up and give him a ride around the block. So that song used to make me...
I think I teared up a little.
Well, I teared up when I was a six-year-old kid. And anyway, I would get on the thing. I figured out how to work it. And when my mom wasn't home, I would get on the CB and go, "Breaker, breaker, it's teddy bear."
God. And, now, we didn't have CB. We didn't have a CB radio. Now, I had family that did. Family in Kentucky.
Yeah.
That's kind of a requirement when you live in Kentucky. You got to have CB radio.
Right.
And now I remember my aunt. She was sock tucker. And she worked in the sock tucking factory tucking socks.
But wait, be careful with that.
I was very careful.
Okay, all right.
Now, Herman Cain, my buddy Herman Cain.
Yeah, Shanny B.
Shucky ducky. Herman had a handle. His was cornbread. So I adopted mine after his, and I am white bread. If I were to have a CB.
Bigger, bigger, this is cornbread. I need 999.
That's right. That's right.
So this is back when he was working for Godfather's Pizza. He should have called himself the Godfather.
Well, of course, that's how he dispatched his drivers,
I guess. Right.
Breaker, breaker!
So, yeah. So. Smokey and the Bandit, 40 years old?
40 years old. Now I was 6 years old when I saw that in the theater. My mom took me. She was a huge Burt Reynolds fan. So she took me to see the movie. And here I am, 6 years old. Swear words every other word. It's a PG movie. Very, 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 very dirty if you're 6 years old hearing this in the 70s. And my favorite line was, this one that you can't hear. I don't know.
I gotta barbecue your ass in molasses!
And I went to school the next day, and I said that over and over again and got in trouble.
I bet you did.
But that's not the only one. I mean, there's all sorts of wonderful little gems in that film, and we'll get to some of them.
I loved anything Jackie Gleason said. He was my favorite character in that.
Smokey and the Bandit was Jackie Gleason.
That's it.
And you know there's two sequels, right? There's Smokey and the Bandit 2, where they take an elephant. Dom DeLuise plays a doctor, and they have to transport an elephant. So already that's dumb. And then Smokey and the Bandit 3, Burt Reynolds is only in it for about 10 seconds at the end. But Jerry Reed gets to be the bandit.
Oh, okay.
And he has to drive. It's a 1983 Trans Am as opposed to the classic 70s one. And he has to put a shark on top and drive the shark or a dolphin or whatever to promote some fish sticks concern. But it's still the same, too. Big Enos and Little Enos. Be careful how you say that.
No, I'm not even going to try.
No, be careful. You don't.
404-872-0750. Toll free from anywhere if you want to be on the Tim and Shaney B experiment. 1-800-WSB-TALK.
That's an easy one to remember. You know, we got a couple calls already. We got Ira in Atlanta who went to the festival. You want to talk to him?
Yes.
Ira, what's up?
Hey, Tim. Hey, Shane.
How's it going, Ira?
What's up?
You tell us. You were at the festival. What happened down there?
Well, I've been looking forward to this for a while, of course, ever since they announced it. And unfortunately, we got a little rained out in the morning. And I was only able to go in the morning. Mm-hmm. But it was cool, man. We got down to Jonesboro. It was pretty mellow. And all the cars were lined up. They had Buford T. Justice's car, as long as a zillion Trans Ams, of course.
Right.
They had Big Enos and Little Enos's car.
Careful.
The big red Eldorado with the horns on it. And
Buford T. Justice's car, was it before or after it went to complete crap?
I know, I was hoping to see one without the roof on it.
The evidence. The evidence.
Put the evidence in the back seat, Junior.
And one of the, they had a few of those sheriff's cars out there, you know, the brown one. And one of them had, wanted posters of, you know, Bandit and Jerry Reed on the front seat. And then it had cores in the back seat that said evidence on it.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool.
Well, that's good. Did you go to the Q&A thing they did?
I didn't. No, we didn't get to the only event I saw was the Bandit lookalike contest, which was pretty funny. And then one of them had his own little Sally Field in a wedding dress. So that was pretty cool. But the guy that won, he looked the part. He got it right.
Did they do a Burt Reynolds laugh contest?
They did. I heard some people do that.
Really?
Yeah, and then I saw some little kids walking around with the big, thick mustaches on.
Well, that's nice. Well, cool, man. I'm glad you had a good time. Thanks for calling in.
Sure. Talk to you guys later.
Thanks a lot, Ira. 404-872-0750.
Oh, how'd that happen? 800-WSB-TALK.
So now, I meant to ask him.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hey, somebody got to talk to Reynolds last night. Let's ask Tracy, because I might be able to ask Tracy this question. Tracy in Loganville, you're on the Tim and Chaney B Experiment.
Hello, thanks for taking my call.
Hello there. I'm sorry, I was expecting a female voice. Sorry about that.
You know, my mother.
How you doing, darling?
I smoke a lot of cigarettes. What can I say?
Okay. Drinking that all that Coors.
Yeah.
Did you go to the festival?
I did not go to the festival. I had to work, and I was upset all day long.
Oh, well. But you got to talk to Burt Reynolds, huh?
Yeah, we went to the Bandit Jump at the Speedway. And while we were driving there, it looked like tornado weather. You know, it was raining real hard, and we thought, this is going to be a washout.
Well, that was the very question I was about to ask. Did anybody see the reenactment of the jump? So you were there.
Yeah, the weather cleared up right when the box office opened, unbelievably. And, you know, we all went in and got our seats, and it was great. I mean, I only had general admission tickets for $25, and that was the best $25 I ever spent for entertainment. It was, they had skydivers, they had all kinds of stuff. They had Burt Reynolds flew in on a helicopter, and, you know, it was just great. It was entertaining the whole night long. Well, they reenacted where the car went under the truck and ripped the roof off.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And the crowd really loved that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, hey. I didn't spend $500 to go meet Burt Reynolds in person, okay?
Yeah, but I wouldn't.
We just happened to be leaving at the same time he was walking out.
But Tracy, hang on for us, and I want to get to your story and hear what you guys talked about. So don't go anywhere, all right?
Yep, we got a break for news, weather, and traffic. We'll be right back.
It'd help if I turn on that microphone. I have that problem all the time. Anyway, welcome back to the Tim and Chaney B Experiment.
It is mostly cloudy, 73 on Peachtree Street. WSB Storm Tracker radar is all clear. We'll get up to a high of 85 today. Atlanta's most accurate and dependable forecast is coming up. But right now, I want to go back to Tracy, because Tracy got to check out some of the action, the Smokey and the Bandit anniversary stuff, and you got to talk to Burt Reynolds. So tell us.
Well, you know, the tickets to talk to Burt Reynolds were $500 a piece.
Yeah.
And we just couldn't do it. But ironically, we were near where his Escalade was parked when he was coming out. My wife, Paulette, said, well, what are you going to say to him if we get a chance to talk to him? I said, well, maybe I should say something different, like, hey, Bert, are you my biological father? You know, just to see if I could get a rise out of him. But I didn't do that. I said, you know, hey, Bert, you know, thank you for everything. You are the best. And he stopped. And he paused and he looked at me and he said, thank you. I really mean it. And my wife videotaped it. So it really made my night.
Oh, that's cool. Very good.
So, did you put it up anywhere where it can be seen? Social media?
Yeah, I'm going to put it on Facebook sometime today, probably.
Nice. Well, tag us in it and we'll share it.
And we'll click like.
Yes.
But it definitely was great. You know, the people that went all had a good time.
Well, very good. Well, Tracy, thanks for calling in. Glad you had a good time and saved a couple of bucks. $25. That's a hell of a deal.
You know, I wish I could have gone to that. I had to work yesterday at my other job, but it would have been cool to go see. That's really one of my favorite movies. It's the second highest grossing film from 1977. Do you know what the number one movie was, of course?
1977?
Yes. Can you guess?
I want to say The Exorcist.
No. Star Wars.
Oh, Star Wars.
Yeah.
I was close enough.
Close enough. You know, same thing.
I was close enough. Now, I saw Smokey and the Bandit when I was little, and I always thought Smokey was the guy driving the truck.
You thought Snowman was Smokey.
I thought Snowman was Smokey. So I ended up watching Smokey and the Bandit yesterday to try to... Because all I could remember was some bitches. That's all I remember.
I think we have that right here.
Oh. Some bitch.
Yeah. That's what I remember from a young, impressionable Chaney B.
Yeah.
Watching HBO. Totally lost my train of thought.
Hang on. Here, I'll help you.
As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch your mama in the mouth.
See, I watched The Honeymooners all the time when I was a kid. I was glued to the TV as a child, and we had reruns of it on every night from New York City. And when I saw Jackie Gleason in this movie, I couldn't believe that was him. I mean, I knew he was going to punch his wife and everything, you know, Alice. To the moon.
To the moon, yeah.
But he just made that movie. And when you're a little kid, to hear a grovelly old man doing that, it makes you laugh. And still some of the best stuff from that film. So
he was great. He was the next best thing to Boss Hogg.
That's right.
He reminded me of Boss Hogg.
Speaking of Boss Hogg, there's lots of classic stuff, TV shows, movies shot in the 70s, 80s right here in Georgia. We're going to talk about those a little bit more. If you're on hold, don't go away. Shanny B.
And Tim.
Take us out.
Oh, this is the Tim and Shanny B experiment, and we'll be right back on WSB.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to...
Let me have a Diablo sandwich, a Dr. Pepper, make it fast, I'm in a damn hurry.
Yeah, that's the great Jackie Gleason. By the way, welcome back to the Tim and Shanny B experiment. My name is Tim, there's...
That was Teddy Bear, wasn't
it? Yeah, that was. So you're a little bit of Teddy Bear.
You're Teddy Bear. I'm White Bread, by the way. Welcome to the program, everybody. CB Handle.
Breaker, breaker, it's the Teddy Bear White Bread Show right here on WSB.
What's your 20?
Your Citizens Band. We've been talking about Smokey and the Bandit. It's the 40th anniversary of the number two grossing film from 1977, shot right here in Georgia. Movie was primarily filmed in McDonough, Jonesboro, and Lithonia. And, of course, just north of Helen, and we have a caller here named Terry, who lives up there in Cleveland, says that they were there during the filming, so if you want to pick them up.
Oh, Terry. Hello, Terry.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well. So you remember the days they were back here filming Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah, it was about 15 miles north of the house, and so I went up there to watch. I watched them doing it. I saw Jackie and... Bert and Sally, I saw them do the, I was standing behind the cameraman really for 3 days of filming, and so I was standing there when the car hauler came down and knocked the door off of Jackie Gleason's brown Pontiac police car.
Oh, so that was in Helen where they shot that?
That was, Helen and then Robertstown up there at the intersection. It was about 2 miles up there. North of Robertstown, north of Helen.
And that's where this...
And they built a little ramp with a bulldozer, built a little steep little drop-off road down to the river.
Yeah.
Just a roughed-out dirt road. And then they cut branches and limbs off surrounding things and piled them on top of it to make it look like there wasn't no road there.
Right.
And then they ran that Trans Am off of it, off down that road full of limbs and into the river.
Wow.
And I was standing there.
Now, were you a little kid then?
No, I was 21.
Oh, all right.
This was late summer 76, and then the movie came out in 77.
Oh, wow. Okay, okay. Well, you sounded to me like a younger fella, so I was just...
I was born in 55.
All right.
All right. Do you have a CB handle?
I did, and it was White Cloud.
White Cloud, yeah, that's cool, man.
All right.
That scene is where this comes from.
I gotta barbecue your ass in molasses!
That's my favorite line in the entire movie. You know, a lot of movies now are filmed here. I mean, that's just, everybody knows that. Georgia is Hollywood East, or Southeast, or whatever. Atlanta, TV shows, movies, everything, reality shows. Mm-hmm. But back then, it was kind of a novelty for movies to be shot here. Yet, in addition to Smokey the Bandit, you're going to notice a little theme here, Shanny B. You got the Cannonball Run was shot partially in Georgia with Burt Reynolds, Dom DeLuise, Farrah Fawcett, and, you know, it's an ensemble cast. You also had Deliverance shot here. That's one of my...
Oh, that's our pride and joy.
Oh, yeah, you know.
We got a little pretty male thing. Oh,
yeah, 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 yeah. We have that on our license plates in Georgia.
What, you sure got a pretty...
Yes, we do. Georgia, you got a pretty mouth.
You got a pretty mouth in
just
Georgia.
Just drop them pants.
Oh, wait a minute.
Now let's you just drop them pants.
Yeah, that's... take them off. That's Ned Beatty's most famous scene, but we won't go any further than that. So Deliverance, Burt Reynolds, John Voight, Ned Beatty, Ronnie Cox, and a couple of toothless rednecks. You also had Gator, so you're noticing the theme here, which is Burt Reynolds and Lauren Hutton.
I don't remember Gator, though.
Gator was a fun movie. He's a moonshine hauler. He is. He hauled moonshine. My Cousin Vinny in 1992 was shot here with Joe Pesci, Ralph Macchio, Fred Gwynn, Marissa Tomei, who won the Oscar for it. Fled. That was a movie that featured the Georgia Dome and Stone Mountain. That was Lawrence Fishburne and Stephen Baldwin. That was 96. And then last but not least on our little list here that we put together from 1989, Steel Magnolias with Dolly Parton, Sally Field, Olympia Dukakis, whose cousin ran for president, and Shirley MacLaine.
Well, very good.
Yes.
Now, the most recent thing I've seen that was filmed in Atlanta was Ant-Man.
Ant-Man. Oh, that was great.
I did watch that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you have Walking Dead.
Uh-huh.
Stranger Things.
Correct.
Are you a Stranger Things fan?
I am. They just finished season two, shooting it, and a lot of the kids, the teenagers, not the little kids, but the teenagers used to hang out. Well, when they're in town, they hang out in Cabbage Town. So does Winona Ryder. And there you can see them at different bars and restaurants along that street down there, Carroll mm-hmm. Street.
All right. Well, 404-872-0750, 800-WSB-TALK. It's the Tim and Chaney B. Experiment. Obviously, we're talking about movies and TV shows filmed in Atlanta
right.
or Georgia as a whole.
And people have been calling in to share their experiences with us. If you have any, you know, current or whatever, call and share them with us because it's interesting. I've never been an extra, have you?
No. Now, they shot, there was a couple years ago, they did a documentary on CBGBs.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they filmed it in Savannah.
Why? Is it in New York City?
It was New York City on the Bowery.
All right.
And they were looking for extras, and I really wanted to do that. I thought that'd be cool. Because I got to go to CBGB like 3 months before it closed.
Hmm.
And then they wanted like young people. I thought, well, crap.
Well, you look young.
They wanted younger. So
yeah, call us up. Share your experiences, things like that. TV shows. Dukes of Hazzard is one of my favorite shows ever shot here.
I love Dukes of Hazzard.
And even though they shot a lot of the scenes in California, because you can tell, a lot of times you can tell that the woods that they would drive around in and the hills in the background were the same woods and hills that were in MASH. They were both CBS shows.
Oh.
But you could tell, you know, when the helicopters would come over the mountain at the beginning of MASH, and, you know, they played that song, then it was the same thing for Dukes of Hazzard.
That explains the green tents.
Oh, yeah. And Alan Alda just walking on the set and going into the boar's nest.
You know, coming out from behind a tree, you know, zipping up. 404-872-0750. Carl, in Atlanta, you're on the Tim and Chaney B. Experiment.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Well, I was in high school another century ago with John Snyder, who played in the Dukes of Hazzard and dated my baby sister. Second, y'all got to stop picking on John Ossoff. I will vote for him again, whatever he runs for. I think he is a mensch of a man, which is the greatest, one of the greatest compliments a Jewish man can pay to another Jewish man, because even after being defeated, he paid his greatest respects to care to what is it, Handel. Anyway, once upon a time, I had a CB in my Volkswagen. I don't know if y'all even remember that. Y'all might be too young.
What, a van?
No, it was called the Beetle.
Well, yeah, they still make them.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
But I was 1977, just graduated college. I was driving to Augusta, Georgia one morning to be on time at work for my grandfather, and I had a flat tire. I didn't know how to change it. I was an idiot. And a UPS truck
right.
coming from Augusta and a Federal Express truck coming from Atlanta both stopped, physically lifted my car off the air while I changed my tire, and that was my greatest memory of having back in the CB days.
That's some strong, manly men.
That was back when FedEx was called Federal Express.
That's right. A long time ago. But I'm listening to your show, and I was just thinking about that. I said, my God, so many years have gone, come and gone since then. But that was my finest memory of having a CB radio in my car. It was called the Volkswagen Beetle back in the day.
Well, thank you, Carl, and I'm sure John Ossoff appreciated your call as well. And
FedEx and UPS getting together to help a man. That's like the night in World War One on Christmas Eve when the Germans and the French stopped fighting for a night and had a little dinner and played cards.
Perfect analogy.
Yes.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yes.
404-872-0750. Oh, what are you thinking here, Tim? We got so many great calls.
I'm thinking, Chaney B., you need to stop making fun of John Ossoff.
Well, you know, I'm willing to make fun of anyone.
He ran a hell of a campaign, you know.
I'm willing to make fun of anyone in Washington.
I'm willing to go to Washington and work for anybody. Blah, 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 blah. All right, we'll stop making fun of him, at least for today. Let's take another call. We got time. What do you think?
Well, I was trying to see. Let's talk to, is it Sarah Lynn? Sarah Lynn?
Yes, it is.
Hi there. You're calling from Aloha.
No, Ola. O-L-A, Georgia, south of McDonough.
They spelled it Aloha. I thought you were calling from Hawaii.
No, Ola.
Okay, Ola to you too.
And Ola is a nice little town where you can have a cow in your yard if you want one.
Yeah, got a lot of history behind me. I'm almost 74.
Now that's America.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, welcome to the show.
Yeah, Coors beer could be bought in the early 70s. I didn't drink it, but I had friends that did.
Uh-huh.
And I watched the filming of Smokin' the Bandit in downtown Jonesboro. Also, Monday's Meal. High school, where it sits now, was Old Monday's Mill from Old Man Monday, and that was on Highway 54 between Jonesboro and Fayetteville, and that's where Sally Field was changing her clothes.
Oh, throwing the wedding dress out and putting on the shirt and whatnot.
Yes.
Littering our streets
and highways.
And
they also had the ramp down there behind where the high school is now, on Monday's Mill Road, the dirt road then, and they would jump the ramp into the lake.
Isn't that where they were having the football practice and they jumped over and onto the football field?
I don't think so.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I'm
well, when they jumped over the bridge,
Monday's Mill High School was built in 2000.
I guess that's the place.
Maybe they were.
And I was a big fan of Burt Reynolds. Loved him and loved Sandy Field.
Oh, he was a handsome man back in the 70s. Still is.
You look a lot like Burt Reynolds.
I don't look a thing like
him. But I'm a statuesque woman, and when I sized him up, I said, forget that.
Statuesque.
Thanks for the call, Sarah Lynn.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed the show.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very
Glad
much.
Somebody did, you know.
Oh, now don't sell it. Shady B, don't be selling the short.
Shucky ducky.
Shucky ducky.
All right. 404-872-0750 is the number.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, like we were talking about, My Cousin Vinny, Fled, Steel Magnolias, a whole bunch of different movies, classic movies from the 70s and 80s shot right here in Georgia. And again, now it's ubiquitous. Everywhere you go, people are
you see those
shooting
little,
films. The yellow
signs. You see
those
yellow signs.
Yes.
With weird symbols on them.
And bizarre coding on them. I don't know what they mean. Sometimes they say CREW. I can't figure that out.
I don't know what EXTRA
is. Yeah.
What is a ute?
Oh, excuse me, Your Honor. Two youths.
Now, that, of course, is from My Cousin Vinny. Anyway, you're picking up somebody. We got a minute left.
Well, somebody remembers the in the Heat of the Night.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck, in Social Circle, you're on the Tim and Shaney B. Experiment.
Oh, absolutely, gentlemen. Thanks for taking the call.
Hey.
Carol O'Connor went to St. Pius Church in Conyers. Great guy. Just a great guy.
He was one talented
actor. Yeah, he was. Archie Bunker became a Southern cop. And
absolutely.
Yep.
And then they filmed it also at the airport in Oxford. That was the Salem Airport.
Yeah.
Good show. And, appreciate what you guys do. And
well, thank you, Chuck.
Thanks for helping out Mr. Kane there in the morning.
Yeah, somebody's got to keep him in line, you know.
And all I got to say is...
Oh, my God, that was awesome.
Shucky ducky, oh, but too bad I talked over it. We couldn't make a drop out of it.
That's okay. I'm going to make a drop out of it anyway.
All right.
We're going to use you a lot, Chuck. Oh, you are gifted. You are one talented individual.
No.
Yes.
No, just a retired military officer, that's all.
Oh, you're the best.
We had a lot of quacks in the military, so.
Oh.
Oh. Shucky ducky.
There we go. All right. Got to stop for the news, weather, and traffic. And the Tim and Shaney B. Experiment continues on WSB.
Clear to Taco Town. Is that an Atlanta version of C.W. McCaw's classic Convoy song? They're nodding their heads in there. I don't remember Taco Town being in the original song, but yeah, that's
sounds like a microaggression to me.
Yeah, it sounds like that to me as well. So you're listening to the Tim and Shaney B. Experiment. We're experimenting. That's all we do is experiment.
We are experimenting. We're in the laboratory. We're here till 3 o'clock. We're talking about movies filmed in and around Atlanta, TV shows as well. Have you, have you ever been an extra in anything? Have any of these film crews destroyed your commute?
Yeah, that's happened to me.
And you know what? When the the Georgia 6 special election was going on,
mm-hmm.
a woman, she called the office phone back in the Herman Cain Show office and said that there was a film shooting going on at her polling location.
What were they shooting?
I have no idea, but I figured it was one of Ossoff's, you know, productions. I don't know.
A movie. For Al Jazeera, and when I lose, I'll just do my Obama impersonation. I'll do anything to work with you.
There we go.
Something like that.
And then we could talk about his movies being filmed in Georgia, I guess.
John Ossoff movies filmed in Georgia? Fighting corruption? Corruption fighter, John Ossoff.
He's the crusader.
I don't want to stop saying his name. We're never going to stop saying his name.
It's fun.
She spent $30 million to lose.
Oh, a poor guy. 404-872-0750. Let's go to Peggy in Athens, who's been holding patiently. Hi, Peggy. You're on the Tim and Shani B Experiment.
How are you today?
We're great.
Well, my daddy was an extra in My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, yeah?
I used to play behind the clock in the courthouse that you see when I was a little girl. But I called because I'm driving, and I remembered I was an extra here in Athens for a show that they tried to put out on Black Entertainment Channel called Somebody's. And it was based on a movie that had won some indie film festival, and it was about a African-American guy going to the university. And I was one of the extras. And it was definitely a low-budget thing, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it does sound fun.
They shot it on Super 8.
You don't sound like a black person, though.
I'm not. In fact, one time they said, could you call some of your Caucasian girlfriends?
I was going to say, you're going to be easy to spot in the BET film.
Well, and I had them all on my DVR until the lightning struck it, so I can't even prove it anymore.
Aww. I'm sure you could find it somewhere.
Well, Peggy, thanks for calling in.
Okay.
All right. More to come on the Tim and Shani B Experiment. Why two customers beat a restaurant owner and her teenage daughter. What the hell? And what lawmakers are considering in order to bolster security after the GOP ballpark shooting?
It's the Tim and Shani B Experiment. We'll be right back.